Hello, brothers and sisters. I hope that you guys are doing well, and may the peace and joy of the Lord be with you. The Lord is really adamant about addressing the need for humility within His creatures and those whom He has called to serve Him. And this day He gave me a message about it, and He asked to address it. So I sat with Jesus today after Holy Communion, and I asked Him, Jesus, do you have a message for us today? And He began speaking. I want to address the need for humility in my church. It is littleness, blessed ones, that wins my favors and my heart. I am a God of meekness, tenderness, love, and humility. Ironic that even a God can be humble, you say. But I say to you, my ways are not your ways. I want my people to see themselves as they truly are without me, naked, blind, weak, and incapable of nothing. I want them to accept the truth of their condition. Ask me to reveal this to you. I will indeed honor this prayer. Humility is your greatest protection. I come running to those who place their hope in me. Little children expect all from their parents. Why then do you not hope in me? Rid yourselves of this pride. I lift up the lowly, but despise the proud. Why? It was the same sin that caused Satan, a mere creature and archangel, to fall. It ruined Adam and Eve. It made my enemies crucify me. It is the source of all evil. I humbled myself for you and took the form of a slave. Even to the cross I humbled myself, to show you the glory of humility. Find a man humble of heart, and you will find an angel walking among men. I do not judge those of you according to your sins. Why then do you judge another? Why do you act harshly with your brothers and sisters? Truly, you are not walking according to my ways. Take my hand and walk with me, and I will show you the way of greatness in the kingdom of heaven. Ask my mother to pray for you, for she was the littlest of all. Those who resemble her resemble me, and those who resemble me are dear to my father. My mother should be a model for all to follow. I gave her to you to be a companion, mother, and guide to holiness. She is but a mere creature, yet her humility obtained for her the greatest dignity of all on earth and in heaven. Though she is Mother Superior of my church, her heart is meek and kind, full of love and humility. She never forces me on anyone, yet she knows what pleases me most and makes tender suggestions from me to the souls entrusted to her. She always seeks the glory and will of God in every circumstance. Never will you hear her glorifying herself, but instead she leads souls directly to me. Compare this to superiors who flaunt their authority over others, who make harsh demands that they themselves will not even commit to, who, rather than edify and serve, judge and condemn. Do you honestly believe you are representing me, you who scatter my sheep and increase their wounds? Those who show mercy show themselves be shown mercy. Reap therefore fruits of kindness, brotherly love, gentleness of heart, and meekness. If you wish to serve me and represent me, then learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And that's in Matthew 11. I did not call my church to legalism, but to love. Love the unlovable, kindly instruct the ignorant. Bless those who curse you. Serve the poor and needy and the orphan. And above all, love the Lord your God. Then you shall see me on that day, and to those who do these things I shall say, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.